Vayter in Shas. We are in Gittin Daf Mem Dalet, picking up all Mem Gimel based by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom. Next part of the Mishnah, the Chayim Beben Obebas. We said that if a shor goes and he kills a katan or a katana, still we will stone that thing to death. We can get rid of it, and the owner of this muad has to pay kofar. Tan Rabbanon O Bein Yigach Obas Yigach. The pasuk says whether it's a katan or katana. L'chayev l'katanim k'gedolim. That's going to make this ox going to be chayev for killing katanim just like if it killed gedolim. The Gemara asks, "V'alo din who? Isn't this a kavah chomer?" V'lo Rashi says, "V'lo tzarich kra." You don't even need a pasuk. Hol v'chiyev adam ba'adam. We know that if a person goes and kills another person, they're going to be chayev v'chiyev shor ba'adam. And if an animal kills a person, that we say ma kishchiyev adam ba'adam. Lo shlo b'gitam gadolim. There's no difference between a katan and a gadol. Meaning, if a person goes and he kills someone, they're going to be chayev af kishchiyev shor ba'adam. Lo tachluk bein katanim l'gadolim. So too, if a ox goes ahead and kills, we're not going to make any distinction between whether it's a katan or a gadol. For old kavachomer, and furthermore, uma adam adam, in the case of a man kills another man, shalo asa bo kitanim kigadolim, we don't make a katan like a gadol, meaning in reference to the fact that only if a gadol kills, Rashi says, rotzeach katan kigadol, we don't make that. D'chsev, v'ish kiyaka ish, v'lo katan. So it has to be a man that goes and kills. So, uma adam ba'adam, shalo asabo kitanim gedolim. We don't make kitanim kigedolim, but yet, chiyiv bo al kitanim kigedolim, we're going to be chayiv, we're going to be mechayiv, a gadol for killing a katan. Rashi says, al hanerogin kitanim kigedolim. We make it that they're considered something that a person's going to be chayiv. Beep, turn the page. Mem dalet. Shor ba'adam, in the case of a shor that goes and kills an adam, that in such a context, where we make a katan shor, there's going to be chayef, like a gadol shor that kills, and odin shechiyev al katanim gedolim, and obviously you're going to be chayef for killing katanim just like gedolim. Rashi says, shor katan, the top Rashi, but adam shasabo, shor katan ahari, kishor gadol ahari. It's going to be the same thing. Daha, shor ben yomo, kari shor. If you have an ox that's one day old, it's still called a shor. So shor o kesef kiulat. Next, enudin shechayev, boskila alatino katan ka'al adam gadol. You're going to be chayev in the same, to the same degree. So we're left with, why do we need the pasuk to tell us to say the words O ben yigach O bas yigach? Says Gemara, lo, you can't make this kav chomer because Yom Amar to ba adam shkein chayv ba'arba devarim tomer b'shor sheino chayv ba'arba devarim tamen lomer O ben yigach O bas yigach chayv al katanim kigedolim. We know about the five things. One will be chayv, that's nezek, tsar, ripoy, shevis, and boshes. So nezek for sure, there's going to be a chiyav whether it's a person or an animal. But tsar, ripoy, shevis, and boshes, those only apply to a person, not to an animal. So therefore, being that that's the case, so how could you compare the two? Therefore, you can't. And since you can't, then we have to have this pasuk to tell you that an ox is going to be chayav and gitanim just like they are with gedolim. Now it says the Gemara, "Ve'ein li ela b'muad." The DNA only says b'muadim with a muad. Rashi says the krab b'muad ksiv b'tami nine. How do I know that by time also that they're going to be killed if he goes and kills a child? Dinu kavah chomer hol v'chiyev b'ish v'isha. Since we know that an ox is going to be chayev for killing a man or woman, v'chiyev b'ben or b'bas, it's going to be chayev for a child or a boy or girl. Ma kishchiyev b'ish v'isha lo chilakta b'tam l'muad. Just like when he killed a man or woman, there's no distinction between tam and muad. Avka shechiyev bein ubemas lo tachluk bo bein tam and muad. Don't make any distinction between tam and muad. In fact, and says the Gemara, for od kavah chomer, and also you can learn to the kavah chomer, ma ish v'isha shekein hura kocham benizakin. Rashi explains, de'im heziku mishalman, meaning they're on a lower level because if they go and they damage, that they are going to have to, if they damage, you have to pay. Lo chilakta bein tam. Bo bein tam lamud, you're making a distinction between the two. Bein ubasha, yufa kochum azakim, they're of a stronger power. Rashi says, d'chei reshot avakatam, p'gyasin ra, chova behen, chayav behen, shechova b'cherim, p'turim. There's a bad portion to mess with them, because if you damage them, you have to pay. But if they damage you, they don't have to pay. Ein udin shalot achlo behen, bein tam lamud. Then obviously, then you should make a distinction between tam and mud. And therefore, it's chayav even by a tam. And it will be stoned. Those are two nice ideas to show why it should be that a katan should be that if a shor tam kills a katan, even a tam, that it's going to be skilicized. One from a what's known as a mamatzinu, that is how we compare the two, and the other one from a kavachomer. But now we're going to knock those off. Amar, because you could say it, but the first one, v'chi danin kal mechamor lahachmir olav. Do we learn that from a more chamor case to a stringent, to a lenient case? Im hechmir b'muad chamor, if we're machmir with a muad, which is definitely more chamor when it comes to muad, making it chayiv even for killing ketanim, tachmer betam akal, we're going to make it also machmir for a tam, which is more kal, which is a non medina betam akal betamia. It doesn't make any sense. So that's number one. Don't try to compare the two. And number two, va'od, and furthermore, this kal v'chomer, im amayt be'ish, v'ish shekein chayiv me'mitzos, these are chayiv when it comes to the idea of doing mitzos. Tomer be'ben u'basha betumim me'mitzos. You're going to say by them, we're a potter doing mitzos. Talmud lomar, that's what I need the pasuk to say. O ben yigach, o bas yigach, which means to say that, as Rashi points out, yigach yigach tre zimni deriba la negicha lamua du latam lamisa lazak. And it's coming to tell you that's including a negicha of a tam, that of not a muad over there. Again, the riba negicha lamuad ulatam lamisa nizakin, both misa and nizakin. So it says yigach twice, negicha betam, negicha bemuad, negicha lamisa, negicha nizakin. Now we jump into a mishnah that we've seen a little bit of. Here we go. Shor shahim is chakik bekosav enufal al adam. You have the shorts rubbing against a wall, and then it falls down and it kills somebody. Obviously, not having intent to go and kill the person, just to rub itself on the wall. Naskav in the hargis the behemah. Let's say the shor has in mind that it wants to go kill an animal. Hargis adam, it kills a person. Lekanani wants to kill a guy. Hargis Yisrael ben Yisrael kills a Jew. Lenafalim b'harg ben kayam, it kills someone. Something that was going to die anyway, and it goes and kills an actual baby. Pater, all these cases going to be pater. Zakta Heilige Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Pater Mimisa V'chai B'kofer. In the Chinam, we say, when you say pater, it doesn't mean like you're off the hook entirely. It just means you're pater from Misa. Actually, the Halo Neskavin. Darmina Lekaman, we're going to see it on the base. Kemisas Bailam Imharag Kain Misas Shor Shaharag. V'chai B'kofer. Didarshiran Kofer Im Kofer. L'havi Shalva Kavana, that you have to pay Kofer. So no skill over there, but yes, kofer. For Rav Amar, that's Shmuel. Rav Amar, pater mizeh umizeh, pater from both things. Pater ngansin. Rashi says, k'dedorish rav la'el, v'samem gimel, I'll show you sakel. Kozman shashar b'skila, b'ilem, mishalmim kofer. And if not, then not. V'amai. Now, frankly, Gamar, why would it be that Shmuel comes along and he says, your pater mizeh v'chai b'kofer? Why would you say, z'chayiv in kofer? Hatamhu. We know that this animal was a tam. Now she says, "I feel man the darish im kofer hani mil lamuad." The darish and the im over there, they say they're going to be chayiv and kofer. That's only by a muad shaluba kavana. This whole thing is just a case of tam. And for the Gemara, kida amar rav b'muad lipol al bnei adam b'boros. It's talking about where the ox is a muad to fall on people in pits. Rashi says, "Lekamon b'shor shenagach hasapara." There's a case that also very this basically type of case, and it says the reason why it's chayv because we're talking about an animal that is a muad, but in a particular case, it's a muad to fall on people in pits. Hachinami b'muad leschachich b'nei adam k'salim. We're talking about a case where this ox is a muad by rubbing against walls, and the walls fall down on people. It's a wall killer. And that's why you're going to be chayiv in kofer. Says Gemara, Yachi bak talahu. If that's really true, that this is what it does, it knocks over walls, killing people. So then, obviously, he had kavana to go and kill, and then therefore it should be killed. Bishlam ahasam dechaza yuroka v'nafal. Okay, it makes sense over there, the case of Rav, that the reason why it's not killed is because it saw some yuruka, it saw some green stuff over there. Rashi says, Gabi shosha nafal ala adam b'bor, ikala terutzi kitamitaritzin hasam, I've answered there. Dehai, the lo katlinan lay, benigichos vishonos, you know, the chazi yuruka, it saw that there's vegetation down there, green stuff, some lettuce. V'nafal, shaloba kavana al zen, it didn't have kavana to do this. Shera esa betoch piabor, oba la'ochla v'nafal, wanted to go eat it, and then it fell over there. So it makes sense. That's why it didn't have any kavana. Elaha chamayik lemimer. What's your excuse here? I says, "Hol muad lekach, my shalom miskaviniko." This is what it does. It knocks down walls. It kills people. It's done this before, you know, a bunch of three times before. Now it's a muad. So what's your? How do you get out of it? Says Gemara, "Hachinami b'mischachik b'chol salanaso." In a chinami that what happened, but just like he went into the boar in order to get the greenery here too, it just rubbed against it in order to scratch. Rashi says the chazina like the mischachik la love the whole goat. We watch it and we see that it's just scratching itself. Animals will do that because they can't, you know, do that, so they rub themselves against things, and then the wall fell, so he didn't have kavana to go and kill. Therefore, he himself is not killed, but there still is kofar. Fact the Gemara, what do you like, the ox whisperer? Minay Adina, and how do you know that it didn't have any kavana to go and kill? Maybe it did, says the Gemara. And for the Gemara, the bus is the nofel komas chachach be, because after the wall fell down, and this guy's already done in dead skis, it goes and rubs itself on it more, continues to rub itself on it. Beep, turn the page. Mem dalet am beis. Fact the Gemara, vakati tsroros ninu. But still, this is a case of tsroros where there's no kofar. Right, so why would you say that this guy's going to be that the animal's going to be the guy's to be kofar? I says v'ain kofar, cause of ela b'negicha to have a gufa mamish, and this is not negicha. This is just like tsuros. So says the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Rav Mari Bered Rav Kahana, why is this not tsuros? To kaazel mine mine, because it's moving as the animal's moving it, which means it's just the koch of the animal itself. It's not that it pushed, it fell over, and then went down, but rather what happened was he kind of kept pushing it, and then it killed the person. Therefore, since it's not a kavana, because it's done in just to scratch the itch that it has, as we see that it continued doing it after the person died, yet at the same time, it's also not considered tsuros. You're going to be chayv kofar, because it's like he's actually pushing it himself. So Shmuel says chayv and kofar. Rav says not chayv in anything. Tiny kavah say the Shmuel to yufta the Rav. Yesh chayv and misa. So we have a brisa that supports Shmuel and goes against Rav. They're going to be chayv and kofar and not skilicized. Yesh chayv and misa uba kofar. We have a case that if an ox kills a person, it's going to be chayv to be killed. And not kofar. Then there are times when you have kofar benat misa. V'yeshchayev b'miso patam in a kofar. And there's a case in which you're going to be chayev to be killed, but not kofar. I think I skipped something. Let's start again. Yeshchayev b'miso uva kofar. There's a case when you're chayev in both. And there's a case when you're chayev in only one. And there's a case when you're not going to be chayev in any. So yeshchayev b'miso b'kofar. V'yeshchayev b'kofar patam b'misa. V'yeshchayev b'miso patam b'kofar. V'yesh patam b'misa u'mizeh. Now, let's break it down. Break it down. How Kate said, how so? Mu'ad bekavana, chayv b'misa b'kofar. If you have a mu'ad, there's a bekavana, then you chayv them both. Mu'ad shelo bekavana, if it's a mu'ad, but it's not bekavana, then what's the din? You're going to be chayv in kofar, because you're a mu'ad. But, patam b'misa, which by the way, that's Shmuel. Tam bekavana, chayv b'misa patam b'kofar. If it's time to the kavana, okay, it's misa no kofar. Tam shaloba kavana, pata misa misa. If it's a tam and not kavana, you're pater from everything. But we see exactly like Shmuel, which goes against Rav. The ha nizakin shaloba kavana, when you have nizakin that happens not be kavana, Rashi says, shehizik shor shaloba kavana v'lohar, it doesn't kill. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Rabbi Shimon poter. It says, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says, you're pa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-ter. My time of W, the wise Rabbi Zeir Chayev, Yaluf Mikofro. He learns it out from Kofar. Rashi's Damina and Shaloba Kavana Chayev Mirbuya De'im Kofar. Ma Kofar Shaloba Kavana Chayev. Avnezagan Shalami Shaloba Kavana Chayev. Rabbi Shimon Yaluf Miktale Shor. He learns it out from the oxes being killed. Ma Miktale Shaloba Kavana Pater. Just like in reference to it being stoned, it won't happen. It's going to be putter. It's unintentional. After the zaken shalba kavana putter, so do this without kavana. It's going to be putter as well. For Behuda nami nelef miktale. Why doesn't he learn out from miktale? Just like Rabbi Shimon learned, done in tashlumi tashlumin. He said, no, I'd rather learn out tashlumin, meaning nezek from tashlumin from kofar. Vein done in tashlumin mimisa. Rabbi Shimon nami nelef mikofar. Why does he learn out from like him, like Rabbi? Like Rabbi Yehuda, done a chiyuve de shor, me chiyuve de shor. No, we're learning a chiyuve of shor from a chiyuve of shor. La fuke kofar de chiyuve de bailamo. That's a chiyuve of the bail. Rashi says kaparis nafsho is on the baal, on the owner. Next part of the mission we said, Niskavin laurgis abeim of argus adam is going to be potter. Kum techois, ha niskavin laurgetzev, argetzev, chayev. If there was kavanah to kill a person, but ended up killing another person, it's going to be chayev. Masnisin del kerbishim, it's on kerbishim, the tanya, bishim and omer, afin niskavin laurgetzev, argetzev is going to be potter. You have to have killing the one you intend to kill. My time to Shimon, Damar Kra, Hashor Yisakel Vagam Be'olav Rumas, Kemisas Bailam Kach Misas Hashor, Ma Bailam Achimichavin Lay, just like by the owner, is not going to be Chayev unless he committed murder with intention to go and kill this person who's going for Afshor Nami Achimichavin Lay, as the Kavana focused directly on the person he was trying to get. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon over there is a machlokas Sanhedrin between him and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon islay ach svara gabi rutzeach be'elihin nisrafim. Rabbanan pligi aleha, v'amri af ba'olav nami miskarvin la'ar gedzeh. V'har getzeh is going to be chayiv. Dahai v'arav lo v'arev lo amri debei Rabbi Yanai. Rabbanu mukmele prat lezorik evan legav letoch chaburas anashim. You throw into a whole group of people. V'yesham kananim v'yisraelim v'ikalamemer lekananim is coming. I had kavanah for the kananim. You're going to be chayiv in such a case. Ubailim gufayim inalan. Now, according to back into the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, who says that even the Baal is going to be putter when he has kavanah to kill one person, ends up killing somebody else. Damar krav v'arav lo v'kam alav. The pasuk says by someone who kills someone that he ambushes him and rises up against him. Atchis kavin lo, it's got to be particular to him. For Rabbanan who argue over there in Sanhedrin, hi v'arav lo my avdile. What do they do with it? Amri l'dvei Rabbiane prat lazar kavin lago. Like we said, it's excluding a case of somebody who throws a stone into a whole crowd of people, where there's Jews, there's non-Jews, and he kills a Jew. Then the pasuk there is telling you that the person's not going to be killed for such a case. Hey chidami. Now, what exactly is the case when it says, and he ambushes him? What do we need that for? Ilei medika tisha kananim echad yisrael b'neim. If you want to say that we're doing a case where there are nine kananim and one Jew, typically deruba kananim ninu. Let's just say that it's because it's rove over there. Therefore, you don't have a pasuk to tell you that the guy's not going to be killed for it. Inami palga pagan. If you want to say the case is talking about it's half and half, also you don't need a pasuk to tell me that the guy's not going to be chayiv because when he threw it, it's a suffix, which one is going to hit. Suffix nefash is lahaka or mekel in such a case. Lo tzicha to get kanani. We need it in case where there are nine Jews and one guy over there. The Alpha Gav, the Ruby Israel, even though majority of them are Jews, and therefore it's probably going to hit a Jew. Kevin Dikachad, the Kanani Bnei, since there's only one that's amongst them that's a non Jew, have they Kavua? That one's considered Kavua. And as we have learned, V'chol Kavua, any case of Kavua, Kemechsa al Mechsadam, it's like 50-50, Suffolk Nefashos Lahakel, and we are Mekel, Suffolk Nefashos. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, Shora Isha, the shore that belongs to a woman, Shora Yisomim, or to a Yasim, orphans, Shora Petropis, or again, of the Yasim, there's no Petropis now, Shora Midbar, a wild shore, which is a Hefker, Shora Hektish, the one from Hektish, Shora Ger, Shemesh, Ve'in Lo Yarshim, on the shore of a Ger, that ends up dying, there's no Yarshim, Hari Elu, Chayav, Misa, all these type of oxen that gore get killed. Abiyuda Omer, Shor Midbar, Shor Hektish, Shor Ager, Shemes, Petur Min Amisa, Lefishain, Lehem, Bailim. When it comes to the shore of the wild shore, the one that's Hefker, or of Hektish, or of Ager, Shemes, which is of no Bailim, it's going to be Pater, because again, they have no Bailim, because the Pasuk says that what? V'im Shor Nagachu Mitmol Shoshom, who had Be'olav, and then the Hame is Shor Yisha, Shor Yisha, Kavgam, Be'olav, you must, but there's no Bailim over here. Zok to Gemara Tanu Rabban on the shore Shiva. It says the word shore seven times. Rashi says Chad Legufe, one for Tosos. Tosos says Chad Legufe v'Shisla Asuye. That is one for itself and six to add. Rashi says Zayin Shore Ksuvim Parsha Benugech Adam. Shore Shiva. Lavi, Shor, Isha, to include a Shor of an Isha, Shor Yisomim, Shor Apachaba, Shor Midbar, Shor Hedkdeh, Shor Ager, Shemes, Ve'en Lo Yarshim. That's six plus the original one that's necessary to write it for itself. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shor Midbar, Shor Hedkdeh, Shor Ager, Shemes, Ve'en Lo Yarshim, Pturim, and Amisa, Levishen, Lambayim, they have no Bailim. Now, Omer Avuna, Poter, Hoyer, Rabbi Yehuda, Filo Nogach, Lubasov Hikdish. It would do it with even pater a case of a shore that it gored, and then it was muktashized, then it got muktash. Nogach ulubasov hifker, the mafker it. Me, my, from where do you know this? Midigatani tarti. Since the Mishnah brings two different cases, shore midbar, shore ger, shemes, vein lo yarshim. Shore ger, shemes. My new, what is that? If it already died and there's no Yarshim over there, the kibbutz, the inlo Yarshim, how about the Sharefkar? It's Sharefkar, it's the same thing. Hainu Shar Midbar, Hainu Shar Ger, Shemes, Vainlo Yarshim. Ella, Lav, Hokamash, Lom, Adam, it's come to teach you that Filu Nagach, Lubasov Hikdash, even if it was Nagach and then it was Maktash, Muktash, or Nagach, Lubasov Hifker, Shemami, Na, even Rabbi Huda would say in that case also that it's going to be Pater, he's not going to be killed, even at an owner at the time that actually did what it did. Tanya Melchi, my brother supports that. Yossi can Rabbi Yehuda. I feel nagach l'b'sof hikdash. Even if it nagach in the after shemakdash, nagach l'b'sof hifker pater. Shenem Rabbi Yehuda be'va love v'hemis. Ad shetein misa v'amada b'din shavin keachad. Until the death and the judgment are coming as one. So the time of the actual case of the court case that has to be at that time. V'ugmar din lo ba'inan. You're telling me as long as it's owned by Hamada Badin, so you bring it to Din, doesn't have to be owned also by the Gemar Din when it's already finished. V'hashor yisakel Gemar Dinu. Ah, sorry. That's Gemar Din, when it says Hashor yisakel. So what are you talking about? It says Gemar. Ela ema achte misa v'hamada Badin u'gemar din shavan ke'achad. Until you have all three of those are coming ke'achad. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.